The U.S. has been experiencing antibiotic shortages since October, and the shortage includes the commonly used drug amoxicillin. That's concerning for doctors and patients who may need this medicine. Now, those who care for children with sickle cell disease are especially concerned about a looming shortage of another common antibiotic, penicillin. Farah Hussri of Side Effects Public Media reports.
In the early 80s, nearly one in three children with sickle cell disease died before their fifth birthday. That's until a landmark clinical trial in 1986 found that two daily doses of penicillin for the first few years of the child's life slashed rates of life-threatening infections by more than 80%. Dr. Sheethal Jacob is a pediatric hematologist who treats children with sickle cell disease at Riley Children's Hospital in Indianapolis. For several weeks now, she's been hearing from families who are struggling to fill their kids' penicillin prescriptions.
I'm worried that I'm going to be seeing more of our patients in the hospital with serious bacterial infections, and obviously significantly concerned that some of them may become so ill that they would pass.
Sickle cell disease is a genetic disorder that affects nearly 100,000 people in the U.S., most of them Black. People with the disease have misshapen red blood cells, which makes it difficult for the cells to flow through the body. This can affect major organs and weaken the immune system. An infection that causes mild illness in other children can cause serious illness or worse in a child with sickle cell if they aren't getting regular doses of penicillin. This is what keeps Mary Warlow up at night. Her baby Caleb is 6 months old and he has sickle cell disease. She religiously gives him his penicillin, but early December, he went a few days without it because Warlow couldn't easily find a pharmacy in Indianapolis that had the medicine in stock.
They'll say it's in stock and then we'll go pick it up and they'll be like, we don't have anything, or we had it, but you didn't come in time, so someone else got it.
The FDA tracks drug shortages and has not yet reported a shortage of penicillin. But patients' and doctors' experiences across the country suggest a shortage may be imminent. Providers at hospitals in Indiana, Missouri, Alabama, and D.C. told Side Effects they were recently warned that liquid penicillin stocks are running low and advised to look for other alternatives, like penicillin tablets or entirely different drugs. Dr. Monica Holbert at St. Louis Children's Hospital in Missouri says typically the second best option if a child can't get penicillin is the antibiotic amoxicillin.
I did try to do that last week, and that was unsuccessful.
Unsuccessful because amoxicillin has officially been in short supply since October in the U.S. Generally, antibiotic shortages are more common than most of us realize, says Erin Fox. She's a senior pharmacy director at the University of Utah and has been tracking antibiotic shortages in the U.S. since 2001. She says there are reasons for these shortages.
These are older drugs. They're generic drugs. They are low-cost drugs. And so because of those characteristics, there's actually not a lot of incentive for manufacturers to have any extra on hand or any kind of backup supplies.
Fox says during the current shortage, some manufacturers say they've been hit by labor issues, but she's also been hearing from more manufacturers who say,
we are making exactly what we were asked to make. We had contracts to make, you know, X amount, and we're doing that.
But with the recent surge in infections such as strep throat, ear infections in children, and complications of other illnesses, Fox says existing shortages will eat away at other antibiotic supplies, so manufacturers will need to ramp up production. Dr. Carrie Marone is the director of the sickle cell program at the Children's Hospital at Montefiore in New York. She started to see penicillin shortages late December, specifically of liquid penicillin that kids are normally prescribed. So she switched patients to penicillin tablets, which parents have to crush and mix in their baby's formula, a situation that is far from ideal. She finds these current shortages extremely worrisome.
We cannot let this happen. I'm dead serious. Like, the ramifications are huge, and I'm like so nervous about that.
And since children with sickle cell could die from preventable infections, some providers say they aren't waiting until the penicillin stock is completely depleted before sounding the alarm. For Here and Now, I'm Farah Yusri.